Hi, this is Sean Big Daddy Brown from Shooting from the Hip, and you're listening to Talk Wrestling Radio Network at TWRnetwork.com. Wrestling, entertainment, community. Honey, get ready, because Daddy's coming home.
Welcome, everyone, to another
Corporate Made-Over Edition of the Hour Bomb.
Corporate Made-Over Edition?
Sponsored by Purina Dog Chow.
What?
We're sponsored. Wait a minute, now. We got sponsored?
Not really. I'm just trying to make the official plug. I'm trying to make us some money here, you know?
You know they're not going to pay us, though, right?
Yeah, they didn't respond to my email, so probably not.
Yeah, of course.
Any sponsorship deals, you got to run through me first.
All right.
Dick.
I'll work on getting this sponsored by something good.
Something good?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Twinkies. Something good electronics.
Yes. It needs to be by Twinkies.
Twinkies. Or Extreme Doilies.
That'll be something good, and it'll be like S-U-M.
T-H-I-N. Apostrophe.
Apostrophe. G-E-U-W.
G-U-D.
Yeah.
Good? Okay. Wow. Great start to the show already. So, hey. Welcome to the Hour Bomb, another corporate made over.
It's corporate made over, much like Daniel Bryan maybe tomorrow night.
Oh God! What? Anyway, welcome to a whatever Adrian's word is, an edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as usual by my partners in crime, the Big
Bad Booty Daddy. That's right, the Big A Adrian Masters here,
and the Jizz Mopper,
Sweet Heath Jason Heath.
So, how you guys doing?
You know,
I'm good.
Not
good.
Bad.
Good. I feel like I'm going to die over here.
Sold a few phones today.
Good.
Made some commission.
Good.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Too bad you couldn't do that when I was your boss, Dick.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, I feel like I'm dying over here. Went to a buffet tonight. Real good casino buffet courtesy of Adrian's girlfriend.
Yes. It was delicious.
It was one of our great buffets here in St. Louis, and holy shit, it was good. But, oh, my God, I paid for it.
I, however, had to work.
Have you ever had, like, cheese steak on a stick?
Cheesecake on a stick.
I know. I've had it before.
I had my first ever Leg of Lamb tonight.
Good for you.
Didn't really care for it. It was kind of gamey. I wasn't thrilled by it.
It was better with the gravy on it, though. You didn't have it with the gravy.
No, I didn't. I think I ate my weight in shrimps, too. Holy shit. That was fucking good, but God, I paid for it. So.
Yeah.
Hey, I made a transition this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I've got an Android phone now.
Oh, congratulations on welcoming them to the real world.
Yeah, instead of that crap iPhone.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Congratulations, you now support Flash.
Yes, thank God. I just got tired of my iPhone, so I'm like, eh, why not? You know, I have the big-ass Galaxy Note 2. You could bludgeon someone to death with that thing, I swear to God. My iPhone fits inside of the screen with plenty of room to spare.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Badass phone. So anyway, welcome to the Hour Bomb. For our returning listeners of, I don't know, we're up there. We're up to almost double digits now. We're at 9.75.
Nice.
9.75 listeners.
Wow.
I did get a message this week from SoBlood.
If we were an earthquake, San Francisco would be fucked.
It would. If our listeners were an earthquake, yes. Got a message from SoBloody earlier in the week. So give him a shout out. He wanted to let us know that he listens to the show mainly on the download, which that's most of our listeners because of our time slot. But, you know. And then
we still appreciate it nonetheless.
Shout out to him and Leonard Taylor and Glitterfist and Grumpy and
Kevin Critterden.
Kevin Critterden, yes, and James Markov and
Hit Tyler. No.
No, God. Anyway.
Which I've actually officially changed up to my form pictures actually. Oh no. It's Tyler's face on a Gestapo uniform with
God.
A Hitler.
Did Glitterfist do this?
Yes, she did.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So how the hell you guys been doing though?
Oh, you know what? I'm doing all right. I'm, you know, just another day living the dream.
Is it a bad dream?
It's not a good dream sometimes.
Hey, it's better than the dream that I was having last night.
I don't want to know anything about you and your boyfriend.
Him and Reggie were mopping floors together. Oh, they were mopping floors together.
Okay.
And, he goes, hey, you want me to show you my special mop? And then he unzipped his pants. And then Richard Simmons popped out. It was really fucking weird.
Is that true, Heath? It is. It's okay.
And then it turned into a Sweating from the Oldies reunion.
Oh, God.
And you know what? If Dan was there, Whoopi Goldberg would have been there, too.
What?
Whoopi Goldberg, she was in there, too. Oh. Whoopi Goldberg and Richard Simmons Sweating to the Oldies.
Did I miss something on Shooting from the Hip this week?
Whoopi Goldberg apparently just is the most amazing person ever.
Oh, my God. Wow. So what's your weird-ass dream, Heath?
Oh, just, you know, a little interdimension fun with, the machete-wielding Jason, you know, and the hockey mask.
Was it actually, like, you in a hockey mask and you realized that you were Jason?
No.
And you were like, and Keanu Reeves was like, whoa, you blew my mind. That's my Keanu Reeves
impersonation right there. Insert Keanu Reeves meme here.
How was it again?
Whoa, you blew my mind, bro.
God.
Wow.
Anyway, so I guess we can start getting into things here.
Yes, yes.
For those of you that are returning to listening to our show, thank you. Not really sure why you still are, but we appreciate that. For those of you tuning in for the very first time, here's how the show works. I got a whole list of shit I'm going to try to get through. These two assholes are going to try to derail me and get me off tangent and all that. And I believe last week I was successful. Holy shit, guys, I forgot something.
What'd you forget?
Podcast 25.
Podcast 25.
Woo-hoo! The big 2-5.
25th week.
I don't have anything special keyed up or else I would. Oh, you know what? I got great celebration music here.
I quit.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Our bump is turning 25. And that's super exciting. And Kurt Angle went out and drank some. All right, no.
Anyway, yes, the big 2-5. I can't believe we've been doing it this long.
25 weeks, man.
God. You know what?
What?
It's hard to believe, man, that when we started this podcast, cool artists like Nicki Minaj and Lady Gaga were on the charts. And Justin Bieber was trying to smuggle monkeys out of Germany.
What?
These are things that have happened since we... There was even a royal baby born, Jason.
Oh, fuck you about the royal... God, you know what? God damn it, where the fuck is it? I don't care about the royal baby. You know what? This is how much I don't care about the royal baby.
So you fail at not caring about the royal...
Twice. Baby? The royal baby gets... I don't care. We are in the United States of America. And God damn it, we fucking left the British back in the 1700s and formed our own goddamn country. Why? Because we didn't give a fuck about those royal babies then, and we still don't give a fuck about those royal babies now.
Wow.
Glitterfist, I apologize if that offends you.
I don't think she cares much about the
royal babies. I don't think she does either. So,
the people.
What?
You joining Zeb Coulter?
We're part of America.
Oh, God. Anyway, I got a whole list of shit to get through, and I got an hour to do it, and I won last week, and I think you guys ready to dive into this 9 minutes into the show?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Okay.
You got anything else you want to talk about, Heath?
Nope, let's do it.
Adrian, you got anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I got this girl.
Oh. Start the timer.
Yes.
Well, fellas, another Monday down, another Monday Night Raw down, and this one came to us pre-recorded, so I guess we'll dive into the pre-recordedness that was Monday Night Raw. Yes. All right, so Monday Night Raw, pre-recorded.
Yes.
So what
was our first point?
What was our 5-point preview?
All right, so first up we had Cena, Tables, and Ryback.
I really like that music. I'm just saying.
I know.
That was such a better... Anyway, so...
Ryback basically was being a star on Raw, like picking on little people backstage and just being, you know, General Ryback douche.
Destroyed the catering.
Being a bully.
Yeah. So he has a match, John Cena. Typical match, John Cena's beating him up for most of the match. But then he says his prayers and takes his vitamins and makes a big Hulkamania comeback. Oh, wait.
And essentially, you know.
Essentially, the match ends when Cena moves and grabs Ryback and gets him an attitude adjustment through the table for the win.
Yeah.
I am fucking sick of Cena and Ryback and everything. They just... You know, SummerSlam at least will be different. Because we'll have Daniel Bryan against John Cena for the title.
Yes.
And I'll be okay with that.
Because we know Daniel Bryan will carry that.
Oh, I think it's going to be a good match, but still. Yeah. About time. Well, then after the match, Daniel Bryan comes out chanting yes and grabs the belt and brings in Cena and waits a second before he really gives it to Cena. And then Cena goes to grab it. Daniel Bryan, nope, takes it back. And then says the belt's going to be his, and the fans start chanting, yes, yes, yes. And then Cena takes the belt, and...
You know, after watching things for the past, like, couple, like, weeks, John Cena is starting to have for me the same problem that Randy Orton has for me.
And what's that?
He just seems like everything is... There's not a lot of, like, change-up in his matches. It's all pretty much the same.
It's the same match.
He does the same moves in the same order almost every time.
He's like Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair. I mean, I love Ric Flair, don't get me wrong. But both of those guys, it was the same. You can go back and watch 20 years of matches, and for the most part, it's the same match. That's the same thing Cena's doing.
A lot of it is. Very rarely does, like, the finish to his matches change up very much.
No, it's always, he comes out strong. And then partway through, he gets his ass handed to him. And then he hulks up, and then he wins the match.
Yes. That's so, essentially kind of what happens.
And that happens every week. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're starting to dislike him. 20 years ago, that was okay in the world of wrestling because you had your syndicated television. You didn't see the same match all the time and all that. But
it wasn't as obvious 20 years ago, and I think this is the bigger issue with it now. Is that it's so much more saturated now. There's a pay-per-view every month.
Right.
There's Monday Night Raw. These guys are wrestling every week. It used to be back in the day that you might see Hogan or, like, the champion on Raw once every couple weeks, not every week.
Even on the syndicated television shows, like Superstars and Wrestling Challenge and all that, you would see them on once a month, maybe?
Exactly.
And they weren't even wrestling. You'd see them on there... Out of a 4-week span, you'd see them on their two, and maybe one of those weeks they wrestled?
Yeah, it's about it. And so what happens is now you get to see the same guy doing the same shtick and over again, and eventually it starts to wear a little thin. You have that issue less with real big, good technical wrestlers like Daniel Bryan, CM Punk.
Dolph Ziggler.
They change up enough stuff in their matches and change the order in which they do things enough.
It's the younger generation that understands this, and that's what they're trying to do. Think about it. All three of those guys. Now, Punk's a little bit older, but, you know, Dolph Ziggler's young. I mean, they're not the same generation as, like, John Cena, and I think that's what you pick up there. So.
Yeah, I guess that's about where I'm on it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
All right. Will Daniel Bryan prove... himself against the Big Red Monster?
Yes. All right. I'm not going to keep chanting yes.
Exactly. No.
There was actually a pretty good match between these two. It goes a little bit back and forth, but Kane starts to go on and take control of the match for a little bit. Bryan does come back, hits a big missile drop kick on him. Gets a low drop kick on Kane. Kane comes back and hits a big clothesline from the top rope. Bryan rolls out of it, though, and ends up trying to put the leg aside, but Kane fights out of it. It ends up with Bryan kicks Kane's leg out, and Kane goes back down.
Kane goes for a choke slam, and Daniel Bryan ended up countering that.
Yeah.
There you go. Bob's your uncle. One, two, three. Daniel Bryan wins the match. So, I just... It wasn't anything great that I was... You know, I wasn't expecting wonderfulness from that match, but... it was a solid match, I guess. Are you yawning over there because of the match?
No.
Okay. Sorry. All right. But, you know, it wasn't anything, you know, overly great. But we've all seen worse.
Post-match, Kane chokeslams Daniel Bryan. Kane goes to make the pyro explode, and the lights go out, and the Wyatt family makes their entrance. They come back on, and Kane is already on the outside grabbing Bray Wyatt. But the other two beat down Kane and bring him in the ring. He fights him off as Bray watches from the floor. But Kane gets fought down and beat down. Bray basically grabs Kane, kisses him on the forehead, and lays him out. And then he said he heard Kane likes to call himself the devil's favorite demon. Wyatt says Kane is no demon. And then they go on to pose over a beaten Kane.
I still don't get it. I don't. I'm not. They're the Hillbilly Shield. They're Hillbilly Shield.
Not exactly, though.
Why?
Well, first off, these guys have already had matches and it's on TV.
Okay.
Luke Harper and
Eric Rowan.
I've both had matches. Yeah, I forget the guy's name. Sorry.
Husky Harris.
Shut up. You know, I'm just not going to respond to you anymore.
Oh, whatever. Oh. I can't think of his name. He's Husky Harris.
Bray Wyatt.
Whatever.
How hard is that? You're a dick. You didn't even call Ryback Skip Sheffield this week, but you're going to still rip on this guy?
Did I say...
No, you said Ryback.
Oh, I thought I said Skip Sheffield.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Well, he skipped Sheffield, so...
No, you didn't.
Well, he is Skip Sheffield. Anyway.
Too late.
Whatever. Go ahead.
All
right. Well, anyway, and then the whole Daniel Bryan backstage stuff, too. It was actually kind of funny, because Triple H and Vince are talking, and Triple H's asking if he's done... screwing around with Daniel Bryan. Vince is like, whoa, 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 I'm just using reverse psychology on him, and deep down I want Daniel Bryan to become WWE champion. And Triple H says, you can't even say it with a straight face. And then Vince says he just wants someone to beat Cena. Maybe someone like Triple H, only 20, 23 years younger.
Right. Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Oh.
And then Stephanie appears and says, hey, maybe Bryan just needs a little bit of help, and we could have a corporate makeover tomorrow night on Raw.
Tonight on Raw. Way in hell.
It's going to end up like Stone Cold. When Stone Cold became champ, he became the corporate champ for all of 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Dude, they're not shaving the beard, man.
Oh, God,
no. It's not going to happen.
I would... Oh, God, could you imagine? They just came out with a beard t-shirt. They're not going to waste all that money on mass producing those, only to have them shave it tomorrow.
Exactly. No. God, no. Yeah.
I could see... Here's how I could see this happening. They got a barber chair in the middle of the ring tomorrow. Okay. They want Daniel Bryan to come down. He's going to come down, you know, playing along. And then right when they start to shave the beard, that's when he's going to go apeshit crazy.
And then go,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I got to say...
He could even be in a suit tomorrow.
Yeah. If it goes through with it, I know one guy that will be very disappointed, and that's Brian Garvin.
That's because Brian Garvin looks up to Daniel Bryan.
Brian Garvin looks like Daniel Bryan.
He actually does. Like, when we did our Skype thing to teach me how to broadcast live...
Yeah.
I had to look for a second. I'm like... Am I secretly chatting with Daniel Bryan?
Bryan.
Yeah.
So, okay, next.
All right. Number 3, Fandangoing and Frog Splashes.
Yeah, Rob Van Dam had a match with Fandango. This match was...
Apparently it lost quite a bit of viewers, too.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the numbers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they lost horrible.
Well, hang on. You can't think that that's because of either one of these guys necessarily. It is also...
A pre-recorded Raw,
and this wasn't anything super special. Typical Fandango style, he leaves up the ramp with Summer Rae and gets counted out.
Yeah.
And that's really all I want to give this match.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Next?
Next.
All right. Number 4, the cat fight continues, Caitlyn versus AJ.
Yep, Caitlyn and AJ fight again.
Caitlyn,
it's not for the title this time. Caitlyn hits a spear and gets the win pin. After the match, AJ throws a fit, and Big E comes out to console her. Dolph comes out and congratulates AJ on her loss. Dolph challenges Big E to a match, and he accepts. And then we end up with Dolph versus Big E.
We'll dive into this one just for a little bit, since it's kind of a spinoff of that match. The big thing here is AJ gets Biggie disqualified. Yeah. Dolph Ziggler wins by disqualification.
Yeah, after the bell, the ref tries to pull AJ off Dolph's back, and she's kicking and screaming. Ziggler escapes the ring, but AJ throws a fit. Biggie comes back in and yells at her for interrupting the match. Ziggler runs back and lays out Biggie before taunting AJ some more.
It's, I mean, good match. Both these guys impressed me. Biggie's a good, you know, big guy, and it's Dolph Ziggler, so why not?
Yeah.
You know, good enough. Next.
And last, but yeah, kind of least, Big Show not returning.
Yeah. So still
Big Show's still not on Raw, but no. God damn, did you see the picture of him on the internet?
His new profile on his Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, but I haven't seen
it. Dude, he's ripped. He looks like he's dropped quite a bit of weight.
Really?
It was him in the gym, yeah. He looks like, I don't know, Adrian, what'd you say, probably close to 20, 30 pounds?
Oh, yeah, something
picture?
Like that.
Do we have a picture of him, Michael?
I think I'm Adrian's looking right now.
Okay.
Glitter Fist, go and do your thing right now.
Yep, of course.
If you're there.
If you're there. We understand.
But
I wouldn't stay up till 11 o'clock at night listen to my show either. It's okay.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we are recording at 11 o'clock at night, so hey, whatever. Anywho.
So he's lost some weight then. So he's been hitting it up. And
yeah, he looks impressive, actually. He looks like I don't know if you remember when Big Show left and disappeared for, what was that, Adrian? For probably about a year or two?
Yeah.
After his first run? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then he showed back up, and we're like, holy shit, he lost weight.
Oh,
and that's when they quit billing him as the 500-pound Big Show, and they actually gave his weight like 450 or something.
Yeah.
And we were like, holy shit, he's in shape. Or no, I think he was in like 430s or something. Anyway, it looks like that. It looks like when he comes back, he's going to be ripped and he's going to be ready to go.
Well, good. Good for him.
Well, hopefully this prolongs his career, too. So
That is true. Because, I mean, being that tall, number one, but having a heavier weight, yeah, not a good thing. Because, I mean, that's starting to go along the lines of Andre the Giant.
It might be on Lords of Pain or the TWA forums. Okay. But anyway, all right, you keep looking. And
yeah, that was our five-point preview. Anything else?
Is. Right here.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Damn, he is looking good.
Yeah,
he's looking ripped.
Yeah, he is.
God, so. I really hope he makes a really strong comeback.
Dude,
I mean, looking good like that.
If
geez.
The rumored SummerSlam match takes place and it is the ripped Big Show and Mark Henry versus the Shield, it might be the first pay per view loss for the Shield.
It could be.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's see. What did we miss? The Shield versus Mark Henry and the Usos. Because they had this match on Raw, I'm thinking they're not going to have it at SummerSlam now.
Yeah. Especially with the Shield actually getting a clean win over.
Yeah, I don't see this happening. So.
Usos, but Mark Henry got to beat down the Shield post match and they took off.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right.
And then let's see. Ryback took out catering. Christian
Ryback rules catering.
Yes, Christian beat Del Rio, apparently in a clean win. Non-title, of course.
Christian.
And by the way, Christian on SmackDown won the number one contenders match. So at SummerSlam, we could see Christian against Alberto Del Rio. You know, I was a big Christian fan. He just doesn't do it for me anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. He just...
I'm really pulling for him against Del Rio, though.
Oh, I am too, but it's like before, when he left to go to TNA, I was a huge Christian fan. He was doing everything right. He left to go to TNA. I watched a little bit of TNA. It's when they had the six-sided ring. I couldn't watch it. And then he comes back. I'm like, all right. And then shortly after he came back, I'm just like, I don't dig it. I just...
You know what it is?
What?
I think it lost the whole luster of the whole ENC connection thing.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, Cody Rhodes beat Wade Barrett, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, no, you forgot about Kay Quick versus Michael McGillicuddy.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Who won that match?
Back from break. Because
I don't remember that one, actually.
Heyman gets a promo against R-Truth, and Brock Lesnar comes out. Truth drops Axel. Mostly it ends in a total clusterfuck because Punk comes out, fights off Brock Lesnar, so it ends up being...
Turns on Michael McGillicuddy.
Right.
So, okay. All right, and then, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, so much for your pre-recorded Raw.
Pre-recorded Raws generally aren't that good, and that's partially because we can go online and find out what's going to happen before it actually happens.
That is true.
So... All right.
So that brings us to our next point.
We can skip this next part. We don't need to talk
about this. No. Bed update. Let's hear about it.
We don't. Yes. We've got a bet going.
I want to hear about the bed update.
No, we don't.
Yes.
Nobody.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Nobody wants to hear this.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Is that what you were chanting in your dream, Heath, with your boyfriend?
Jason. Oh, use the machete harder.
Okay.
Take that how you will.
So, we've got our bet going, and I really don't want to talk about it, but you two assholes do.
Yes, I do.
So, at the end of week number two, we've got Team Adrian.
Yes.
37 points.
Not bad.
Team Sweet Heat. 46.
What was that? What was that again?
You heard me.
No, I didn't hear you. What was it?
46. Points.
Oh, congratulations on doing okay right now.
Well, thank you very much, Adrian. So, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Not too bad there.
And
making the Mott boys proud.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And for you, illustrious one, Halbert.
That's not important.
Oh, no, we got to hear the score.
We got to hear this.
I said it already.
No, you didn't.
We're running short on time already, so I can't.
No, we're not.
I can't go back.
We're not moving on until you say
it. Do you remember the original Mario Brothers on Nintendo, and once you went past the point, you couldn't go back? It's kind of how I'm doing it tonight.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Fuck.
We have instant replay.
21 points.
21 points. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a drop off there, buddy.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. Anyway, but you want to know who the big loser was this week?
Who?
We tied.
With 12 points?
Yeah, we both had 12 points this week. We tied. So before we went on air, we actually did a tiebreaker, and I lost a tiebreaker. So I'm the loser this week again.
Yes.
Shit's going to change. Not happening again, though. Anyway. I hate you sons of bitches. Anyone making any moves?
Not yet.
I can't think of anything I want to do yet, so.
Same here. I mean, good God. I'm actually
I may want to make a move once the card becomes official for SummerSlam, but at this point, I'm good.
Yeah. Heath needs, like, half his team to get hurt.
No, that's I don't. What I
need. Like last time.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Or, like, most of the guys just not show up and fight.
No, I don't.
Anyway, all right, so we're going to move on.
All right.
To, let's see here. One second here, and here we go.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Oh. And, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to, not Jeopardy, but Can Heath Guess It? That's right. This is where we give Heath an opportunity to actually make it to where he doesn't get made fun of during the show.
Right.
Here's how this game works. We give him three themes. He's got 20 seconds per theme. And if he can successfully guess two out of three, it is two out of three, we will not make fun of him.
For the following show.
Yes.
So we'll still make fun of him this week, but next week,
if he gets it right. So this is a chance.
The entire show next week.
Yes, this is a chance for you to earn us not making fun of you.
Yes. Once.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you ready to do this? Remember, you got 20 seconds, and then after that, right, we give you 30 seconds to guess it. So with that being said, here comes number one. And go. What is it, Heath? You got to know what that is. This is the easy one.
Well, I mean, if the way I was hearing the tire squeal, I was like, oh, good grief, you know, it's Cactus Jack, but it's not.
No. This was the give me, Heath.
I thought you were going to get this one for sure.
Yeah.
My thought on this is... Carlito Caribbean Pool?
Oh, God. You're close, but so wrong.
Judges?
It would be the original Carlito Caribbean Pool. That'd be Razor Ramon.
Okay.
Oh, God. All right.
You gotta, when was the last time I even heard that song? Good grief.
You disappoint me, son. All right, this next one, I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
All right.
Because it's a hard one to keep up with.
Okay.
All right. And that time starts right now.
Oh,
And here you go.
Remember, you can ask a question.
You have a lifeline. And I let that go a lot longer.
There's only one thing that comes to my mind on that.
Okay.
The narcissist.
Holy
shit! Oh my god!
Whoa! You are correct,
the
sir!
The narcissist, Lex Luger.
Whoa! Holy shit, I don't have a woohoo or anything.
Wow. I told you he'd get that one.
Well, he didn't get the gimme, so...
I'm not sure.
Wow. You are correct. That is the narcissist, Lex Luger.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right, so you've gotten one out of two.
Okay, I have one more chance.
You have one more chance. However...
Apparently, this is going to be a lot harder than the other two.
This was supposed to be the second one. But because you got the first one wrong. All right. You ready for this one?
Okay.
You are not going to get this.
Actually, you may. You never know. I didn't think he was going to get that one.
I didn't think he was going to get... I will give you this hint.
Okay.
But this is going to take the place of your lifeline.
No, it's not. He can still ask one lifeline. This guy appeared in the same era as the narcissist.
Okay.
You ready? Go. And
okay.
Yeah, hold on, ready, and go.
That's not even music. That's just like sound effects.
That was him that picked it.
Really?
You were supposed to get Razor Ramon, dumbass.
Wow.
Remember, you have a question you can't ask.
You have a question.
Did they redo him at any time?
No, actually, I don't think so.
Wow.
You have a question?
We need an official guess.
You need an official guess now.
Shit. I'm sorry, I can't think of anything.
The correct answer we were looking for was Skinner.
Skinner?
Skinner.
Skinner. So, Jason Heath, since you lost this week, here's what you've won.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
Yes, you have a vagina. And that means we will be making fun of Jason Heath next week on the show. Thank God, because I don't think I could go through the show without making fun of him.
Yeah, but that would probably cause you to win.
What? Oh, probably. I know. Yeah. Get up harder. That takes about 15 minutes of my time making fun of you. Speaking of that, time to move on. It is time for our weekly dose of What Stinks. This is where we're just going to air up anything we have a problem with in the world of wrestling. So, who wants to go first? 1, 2, 3, not it.
Right. I was going to say, I thought you were kind of gung-ho about your What Stinks.
Oh, yeah. I just want to let you guys go first before I throw mine out there.
So, mine is...
You didn't come prepared.
No, I have one.
Okay.
It's an entire week of pre-recorded WWE programming.
Yes.
That is my What Stinks. It really makes it boring to watch a lot of this stuff, and, because I can't help but look at this stuff over the course of the week.
No, because we gotta look and see what happens and find out if we actually are gonna waste the 3 hours to watch Raw.
Damn it, you stole what I was gonna do.
Well, so... Hey. Next time, speak up first. Bam.
You can go. You can do it, too. I don't care. We all went Fandango 1 week, a couple weeks in a row, actually.
Yeah.
That's mine this week. Is
I'm trying to remember. Did I even watch any part of Raw?
Well, given the fact that Monday was your birthday and we went out drinking for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
That's how bad it was, folks.
You know what? By the way, how's that new mop work now?
Yes. Was it delivered yesterday or that day, Monday, like we said it would?
No mop.
He's trying to play. Listen to him playing coy.
Yes.
It was from us. You can thank us later.
He got it in the mail. He opened the box, and then this magic moment played.
Did you watch The Sandlot? Because you were doing Sandlot quotes earlier today.
Actually, I did watch The Sandlot. It was it's one of my favorite movies.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Anyway. All right. So yours is the pre-recorded TV as well.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, let's face it. Granted, you know, it was my birthday, but still at the same time. Yeah. If my birthday was better than watch a pre-recorded, that's pretty bad pre-recorded.
No, it's a bar and drink. That's usually pretty good.
Yeah, over. That's some good drinks,
well,
too.
Anyway.
That's some really good
drinks. Yeah, I can't remember what the hell I had, but it was fucking delicious. Anyway. All right. So here's my what stinks.
Yes.
Well, last week we had the premiere of WWE Total Divas.
Yes. Yes.
And painfully we sat there and watched it.
At least a portion of it.
Portion of it. Yeah. So this week, while we're setting up, there's nothing else on because it's Sunday night at like 9 o'clock and there's not a goddamn thing on.
Yep.
So we went ahead and turned it on again and kind of watched it with one eye while we were setting up.
Yeah.
And there was a segment with John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and the Bella Twins.
Yep, over and at John Cena's house.
Yes.
Having fun. Yeah.
And they were chopping wood. And Jesus fucking Christ, the Bellas are hot. Okay, at least the big boob Bella was. So they're chopping wood. And I don't remember what they were doing, why they were doing it, whatever. But
one of the Bellas was providing distraction.
You got, well, the Bella, and the Bellas were chopping wood with flip-flops. Really? Really? And I've never seen a woman go outside and chop wood wearing
flip-flops.
Or the tight-ass clothes they had.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They were chopping wood in bras, shorty shorts, and flip-flops.
No, the big boob Bella had pants on. I think they both had skin-tight pants on.
I thought they were shorts.
Well, one of them had shorts.
There was a small boob Bella. The big boob Bella had pants on. And I don't know, I guess they decided to have John Cena and Daniel Bryan do a competition on who could... I don't know, I was only halfway watching. Anyway, so John Cena's sitting there chopping wood, and the big boob Bella sitting there like rubbing her ass and like reaching through her legs and playing with herself and things like that. And John Cena's like, it's not gonna do anything, I already got wood. And they zoomed in on his crotch and he was sporting wood.
Yeah.
So really, okay, I get the premise of the show. Outside of the ring. Okay, I get that. But really, do we have to see? I kinda have respect John Cena a little bit more because he's a pervert like the rest of us outside of
His wrestling
Monday
world.
Night Raw.
Yeah.
But seriously, I don't want to see your junk on WWE.
No,
program.
I don't. I don't care if it's Total Divas or Monday Night Raw. I don't care. Don't show his cock. Come on.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, these shoulders, they were him and the Big Boo Bella were laying in bed, and he was grabbing her ass in bed. Attaboy. So, what?
Yep.
What? I don't know what that means. Okay. What, do you want me to stop talking about John Cena's cock?
Yes, I do.
Turning on Jason Heath?
Yeah, I can see his wood over here. He's kind of propping up this end of the table.
So I just got a question real quick.
Okay.
Do you think that John Cena and Daniel Bryan have ever jumped in the sack together with both the sisters?
No.
I don't know.
God, that would be fucking phenomenal. Anyway, all right, so we're going to move on.
Are you really fantasizing about
the Bellas in bed to get together?
I could care
less about John Cena and Daniel Bryan. I just want to see
the Bellas together
naked in the bed.
Yeah, but you kind of skimmed over them and were just like, do you ever think that him and Daniel Bryan got in bed together? And I'm like,
with the Bella twins? I'm still thinking about the big boob Bella rubbing her ass in those jeans, man. That was hot. I don't care what you say. All right. So I think it is time to move on.
Okay. Can you dig it? Dig it, dig sucker! It, sucker!
Yeah, it's time for your weekly dose of Can You Dig It? Sucker. All right. And who's going first?
Not it.
All right, fine, I guess.
You going first again? One. Okay.
Can You Dig It?
All right.
The tag team titles at SummerSlam.
Okay.
Will be disputed in a fatal four-way match between The Shield, The Usos, The Real Americans, and Big Show and Mark Henry.
Ooh, that could actually be a pretty decent match, actually. We got time. That's I'll dig it, because we do have plenty of time to build something like that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Dean Ambrose in the match. He hasn't defended the U.S. title since he won it at a pay-per-view, so...
Actually, he has. He defended it against somebody last one.
Oh, did he? Oh, shows you how much I remember.
Money in the Bank, yeah, he fought. No, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
Hey, you're right, he hasn't fell on pay-per-view. But that's just the one pay-per-view that there's been since
Oh, I thought he wanted it at Extreme Rules.
No, he wanted it at
Payback. Oh, okay. All right, so anyway, yeah, I could dig that. There's time to build it. Could be a good match.
I can dig that.
I can dig my own on this one as well. I think that'd be a pretty good, like, 8-man tag. It gets a lot more people involved for the big card.
And it seems like they've been wanting to push the tag team division, too.
Exactly.
So, I'll take it. All right. So, my can you dig it? It's actually kind of along the same lines.
All right.
At SummerSlam, we will see the Big Show, or we will see the Shield, set for their first pay-per-view defeat in WWE history.
Definitely.
Just because if they come back with Mark Henry and the Shield and Mark Henry and Big Show, holy shit, they're fucked.
I was gonna say if they were taking them on like in a 3-on-2 match or a tag team title match, like solo, I'd agree with you. But in a fatal 4-way format, I think they find a way to retain. Just because there's so much going on there. So I will not dig it.
I can dig my own. I think it's going to happen. Whether it's a straight-up tag team match or if it's a Fatal 4-Way, the Shield's going to lose. I'm not happy about it, but the Shield's going to lose. So,
I think their first big loss on pay-per-view happens in a few months at Hell in a Cell.
Or Battleground.
Or Battleground if they end up doing
it. Well, Hell in a Cell's one of the bigger minor ones. Yeah, they took the whatever the fuck the September pay-per-view was. And
used
they
to be Night of Champions.
Did they get rid of Night of Champions?
I think that used to be the September one.
I don't remember. Okay.
Well, and WWE 13, that's the September one.
Okay, so it looks like they got rid of Night of Champions and made Battleground.
Okay, and what's...
I don't know. Wow. There's rumor that they may try to bring back some sort of War Games type match, but I doubt it. They brought
up hella cool if they did.
They brought up the name of the pay per view. People were like, "Oh my god, it's gonna be War Games!" And I'm like, probably not. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, no.
It takes up too much room, and well, they're greedy bastards. And like
it'd be really cool, but I mean,
it'd be cool. Like I said, just charge $10 extra for every seat in the house, and you'll make up those, you know, couple hundred seats that you're missing. But we make too much sense, so I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Heath. Oh, hold on. I think I got your can. You dig it? You ready?
Yes, that's right. Sorry, folks, I do not have one this week.
God damn it! You didn't do anything wrestling related between last week's show and this week's show. You couldn't even come up with anything,
dude. Last Monday was my freaking birthday.
Yeah, you had 2 days off. Coattails on my pick'em for
yeah.
For you, my what stinks.
You had 2 days off.
Yeah, so
you could have done something Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday.
These shows are you can watch them online.
Douche.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Sorry, folks.
No, you're not. Don't get our fan base false hopes.
You know what? You apologize to everyone right now.
Yes, right now.
I apologize to everyone of our listeners.
No, by name.
All five of them?
There's at least 10.
Okay. Glitterfist, I know.
Okay.
Sorry, Glitterfist.
You know what? We're just going to stop there because you already eaten into my fucking time. Fuck you.
Damn it. You caught on to my plan.
Yes,
there.
I did. And time to move on.
Oh, what does this sound like?
Remember when I said, hey, we need to come up with a top 5 divas list?
Yeah?
No.
Okay. Remember when I said earlier tonight, hey, we need to come up with a divas list?
I think that was me that actually said that.
Whatever. Anyway. So, it's SummerSlam time.
Yes.
And I don't know if... I use an app called Get Glue. I know you use an app called... Do you ever use Get Glue?
No.
Okay, so what it is, it's kind of like checking into shows, and then you unlock stickers. And after you've unlocked so many stickers on your phone, you can actually order stickers. It's kind of cool.
Well, and the WWE themes are stickers for all their shows, and going up to each pay-per-view. So, going into SummerSlam...
Every show we check into, that's Raw, SmackDown, Main Event.
And that's it.
Yeah, when you check into those three shows...
You do not get anything for checking in until Divas.
No. When you check into those, you get a sticker. And the theme sticker has been Divas.
Huh.
In bikinis.
Ooh.
So, me and Adrian decided it would be kind of fun to... Let's do our top 5 Divas.
Okay.
Now, let me just tell you. 5 Divas is really hard to pick between. Because I can only pick 10 of the best boobs.
Yes.
And it's hard to do that.
Yes, some very nice boobs.
All right, so let's, I guess let's get this list underway. Let's start with our number fives here.
Okay.
Who's going first?
Number five. I'll go first.
Number five. No, you know what? You're going first on that. Heath.
All right.
You're number five.
All right, so my number five is Good Old Legs, Stacy Keibler.
Yeah,
she not a bad pick.
She's okay. She just, she, obviously, if you can tell, I'm a boob guy. She didn't really have a whole lot. And she, I mean, she was okay, but I can't argue. I mean, it's your opinion, and she was, you know, pretty good looking.
She had,
so.
I mean, she had some really nice legs. You got to admit that.
Her, I don't think I have it on here, but her theme song there at the end was actually Kid Rock's doing a cover of Legs by ZZ Top.
Yeah, there you go.
And now she's fucking George Clooney.
She was. They broke up.
Oh, did they break up?
Yeah, where the hell are you at?
Wow. I don't keep up my Hollywood news.
There it is. Kid Rock actually did this. They were going to use it for... Oh, shit, I can't... It was going to be used for someone else, but then Stacy... Whoever they wrote it for left, and they gave it to Stacy Keibler.
I can't remember who the hell... I can't imagine this being used on anybody else.
Or maybe it was supposed to be used on Stacy and just didn't get used...
I gotta admit, she was one of the tallest of the Beatles there.
I don't know if she's one of the tallest ones, but she had just ungodly long legs.
Yeah.
So.
She's got legs. She knows how to use them. She knows how to use them. I can't see this song. Oh, it's bad.
Really? You don't like the Kid Rock cover of Legs?
Give me the ZZ Top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right, but, you
give
know.
Give me the ZZ Top.
All right, my number five.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys could pick up from earlier, but mine is the Big Boob Bella.
Okay.
I don't know which one's which. I think she's Brie.
It is Brie.
Okay, Brie Bella. She's my number five. Just Jesus Christ. She can fill out a pair of pants. And a top. And, I mean, the other one, yeah. But she has small boobs, and you focus on her face too much. The other one, her boobs take away from her face, and then, boom, there, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
What's your number five, Adrian?
My number five is I'm going to butcher her last name.
Okay.
Maria Kanellis.
Okay.
Yeah, I just remember Maria, man.
Maria.
Well known during the Eric Bischoff era of WWE. God,
she played the typical dumb blonde, but she wasn't blonde.
Yes, she did. But God, she was smoking hot.
She's all right.
I mean... she was the typical dumb blonde in like every way. And then the
Eric Bischoff trial, whether or not he got fired or not, was great.
Yeah, and then she has like the big like smart sounding speech.
She was like the Silent Bob speech in every Jay and Silent everything they were in. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me a little bit of the scene in Old School where Will Ferrell blacks out and like has like the big like super smart sounding
at the
thing.
End. Yeah.
And he's like, "What happened there? I blacked out for 30 seconds."
Okay. Yeah. All right, you're number four, Heath.
All right, my number four, a nice redhead, Christy Hemme.
Can't argue that. She had a good Playboy pictorial.
Yes, she did.
She would have been in my top 10. But she went to TNA, and she's just not as hot as she was. Oh, and to clarify, our list was only, they had to have been in the WWE at some point in time.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, not bad at all. Okay.
And a decent wrestler at that, you know, as far as whenever she was there.
Yeah, she was okay.
I said decent. I didn't say good.
She was decent. Okay.
And we excluded Sunny from this list, too. My number four.
Yes.
Mickey James.
All right.
Okay.
The WrestleMania moment. And, I mean, she's coming to the ring, jumping and bouncing around in those little skirts, and then her boobs would bounce, and just... Mm, good old days. Yeah. And she's still not bad looking in TNA, either. So,
no.
She can get away with a little more in TNA than she could WWE, so, you know. You're number four, Adrian.
My number four, well, I said for years, Billy Kidman was the luckiest motherfucker man alive.
Okay. And that's because of who he is married to.
Yes, Tori Wilson.
Yes.
Dear Lord, she's got the banginest body. I mean, she's got perfect boobs. She's got the nice ass.
Or boobs are fake.
It doesn't matter. They're still fucking beautiful.
Okay.
I would boo-boo-boo-boo-boo those all day long.
What was that?
The motorboat.
You do that. You do that. And Jason needs to be going. Hey, did Sapphire make your list? The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, you're terrible.
I know. Okay, Heath.
God help me.
Wait, Tori. Yeah, not bad. Okay, I kind of forgot about Tori Wilson. There's also someone else I forgot on my list that would be in my top 10.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Eve?
Yeah.
Eve was just, oh, my God.
Eve Torres, or?
Yeah. She had.
Oh, who is the chick that fucking Rosa?
Rosa Mendez?
Yes.
Yeah? Because she comes out there. That's the only reason I like Primo and Epcos, because Rosa comes out there and shakes her ass the entire time.
But
yeah.
They don't get TV time anymore.
They don't.
Maybe they'll start painting their face, and then they'll get the Uso makeover.
Ooh, wee, ooh, oh, wait. Anyway, okay.
All right.
So, okay, number three?
So we are up to number three.
Okay, you're number three.
So, actually, on my list, your number four is actually my number three.
Really?
Mickie James.
All right.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, when you see her just kind of, whenever she was coming out, bouncing out and around, yeah. Gotta love the skirt that she wore, too.
Yeah. My number three, y'all gonna disagree on this one.
All right.
Trish Stratus.
Wow.
Yes, Trish Stratus, my number three.
Okay.
Okay.
But, I mean, dear God, she'd come out in some of those outfits that'd be squeezing that her titties and just, oh, my God. And then she'd do the oh, man. The little, like, the onesie, like, with the shorty shorts built in. Or then, or when she came out with just the pants that looked like they were painted on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And those, oh, man.
Yes, yes, yes.
She'd do her little handstand, her titties almost fall out. Oh, man. Okay, next.
All right, my number three is actually Mickie James as well.
Really?
Yeah.
All okay. Right.
I mean, just more for the moment.
Do what?
You know what moment I'm talking about.
Oh, the WrestleMania moment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And apparently, from what I hear, if you go on the internet and type in Mickie James nude, she did a centerfold, a pictorial for some sort of a fetish magazine.
It is nice.
It is.
Yes.
Makes me want some roast beef.
Oh.
All right, Heath.
He's grabbing his mop.
Wow.
Right
now. All right, Heath. Number two.
All right, so my number two is Trish Stratus.
Okay. Who the fuck is your number one? I think we'll find out here in a second.
Yes,
okay.
We will.
All right.
But, yeah, I mean, wonderful wrestler. Great looking as well. I mean, a very good package.
And, you know,
together.
With Trish Stratus, it wasn't all about the boobs either. She actually had a very nice looking face.
Yes.
And
yes.
A good ass, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
I mean, all their yoga exercising, wow.
What a MILF. Whew. All right. My number two.
Nice.
It just gives me an excuse to play the old Eminem music.
Ah.
And the entrance.
Malina.
Oh, my God. You guys remember the entrance where she did the splits and then Johnny Nitro be right
yes.
there? And she's doing, when they were TV 14, she'd do it in a little mini skirt and you could see her ass and just.
Yeah, there was times that they actually had to change the camera shot because it was that good.
We were seeing lippage.
Yes.
Yep.
It was good. I mean, in all honesty, she was impressive in the ring.
Yes, she was.
I liked her. And I mean that entrance though. Just and I'm not talking perverteness. I mean just doing the splits like that, the way she did.
Oh
it's
yeah,
kind of impressive. And then after she do the splits, I'd go to the camera and go watch her crawl under that top, the bottom rope.
Whatever did happen to Melina?
Oh, she got fired for fucking Batista or something like that.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah,
that's yeah, it. Pretty much.
I hate that.
And that's
Batista.
Why Johnny Nitro actually got fired. Is released was because he was in an on again off again relationship with her. They liked Nitro, but they didn't like her. So, all right, Adrian, your number deuce.
My number deuce is going to actually shock you a little bit.
Okay.
Stephanie McMahon. There is something hot about her, especially even more so fucking now more than back in the day.
You know what?
There's something just about that MILF status.
The MILF status. She's also got the power suit thing going on right now.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I think it
suit.
Is.
Suit. Because you're right, until you said something, just now I forgot all about her. But holy shit.
Yeah.
God damn, she's...
She, the authority, just, I'd let her boss me around the bedroom.
Yeah, absolutely. No, this is, never mind, I'm not
no,
even...
No, go ahead, Adrian.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm not gonna... I can almost see her, like, having, like, the strap on and Triple H having to play the game and...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm glad I put that okay. mental image in your head.
Having to play what game, Adrian? What game are they playing?
Hide the strudel.
Hide the imitation strudel.
Yes.
Wow. Say my name, bitch. Say my name. Call me the billion-dollar princess.
China. What?
Oh!
And that's why Triple H has a black guy looking like a mushroom stamp. Oh.
I think we know something. Know something about getting a black guy via a mushroom stamp, but we're not going to name any names.
No.
All right, Heath, who's your number one?
All right. You haven't had her music by any chance?
No.
Since you look at the list?
Well, I don't remember which one it is, so we're just going to pick this one and hope to get it's right, because I don't remember.
That ain't right.
That ain't right. That ain't Hold right. on. I got to do this All one justice. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
That's it.
That's the one.
It's not WWE. It's not the full edit, but whatever.
Okay. That's right, folks. My number one is Lita. What can I say about this woman? I mean, smoking hot body.
Really impressive in the ring.
Yeah, very impressive in the ring. I mean, she really put it all on the line, so to speak, at times.
I mean, close to the end of her career, she wasn't wrestling as much, but, you know?
Yeah, I mean, she really helped catapult
the
Hardy
Boys.
Actually,
she did her retirement from wrestling. She had a last match.
I know.
She lost the Divas title, too.
I know, the
Mickie James, actually, I think.
Was it?
I think it was.
I don't remember that.
And then Crime Time.
Oh, that's right.
Proper farewell.
Was it? Yeah, that's right. That's right. They auctioned off. It's big. It's used. It's Lita's box.
Yes. JBL tries to buy her panties. And
he's going to dig up Johnny Cochran somewhere.
Oh, God. That whole segment.
What was that? Summer or Survivor Series 06? Six, was it? That was the same year that CM Punk was on Team DX and they got a big old cheer. And they're like, hey, that's you. That was a good Survivor Series.
God, that whole segment, though, with JBL and Prime Time.
God.
I might be the only guy that doesn't have a pair of these. I'll buy Lita's panties.
But nonetheless, yeah, I mean, Lita, come on. Yeah, she just definitely deserves to be way up there.
Yes. We went to a bar. A VFW hall or something. I remember that. We went to a VFW hall that was shown at. Yeah. It was like a $5 cover or something to get in there. And you handed the dude a $20 bill. And it had written on there, hey, big boy, give me a call or some shit like
that. Oh, God, you're right.
He didn't even know what was on it. The bartender looks at me and starts laughing. He's like, he's got to be kidding, right? I'm like, what are you talking about? Yep, that's what it had written on it. Oh,
that's
God,
why sometimes it doesn't pay to just get money out of the ATM machine and not look at it.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to keep the music going because my number one is actually Lita as well.
Oh, all right, thank you, sir.
I'll give you. Anyway, you. But I mean, pretty much everything you said, and then when she aligned herself with Edge, I mean, was it me or did she just become like 10,000 times hotter? Because then she was like
the outfit's
slutty and just a whore. Damn. Like the kind you just want to just pay and just take home.
That wasn't my fault.
Oh, God.
Do you remember Gene Sitsky and the baby punning and all
that? Yes, I remember that. But, I mean, just tell me she's not someone that you would just want to take home and just you pay for a night and then just everything, you know, once she and not to mention the live sex celebration where her boob fell out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, Jesus whoopsie. Christ. You remember when she showed up, she was in line with some scrub named, I say Rios?
Yes, I do.
Yes, whatever happened to him.
Nothing.
It's pretty bad when your valet becomes more popular than you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Adrian.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Trish Stratus got her big break being Albert and
Tess. And Albert's valet, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, so what's your number one?
My number one is going to be your number two, Jason. Melina,
really?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Man, there's just something about that flexibility. I don't know what it is, but just damn.
I can't argue with that at all.
I mean,
it was tough. Like, the live sex celebration is what it was for me. That catapulted her.
I could see Lita. Lita was probably my number six.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was tough for me to really put all of these people in a position.
It was. It really was. Yeah. Because, again, I could only pick five. But I had fun doing
those. I like my women. I know this is going to sound bad, especially when you pick Emily number one. But I like my women to be a little less whorish.
Really? And Melina got fired for fucking Batista.
I know. That's why this is going to sound bad. But at least her character wasn't this whorish.
My thing is always in regards to the, you know, the reddish hair. Always got to love the red hairs.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on. Unless we want to talk about more Diva stuff. In which case, by default, I'm going to win because we're going to go on and on and on about Diva. So.
You mean you're going to lose?
No, I'm going to win. If we keep talking about Divas, you're throwing in the towel.
No, absolutely.
Okay, so in that case.
Hang on, I know this one.
Oh, do you?
Wait a minute.
Okay, hold on.
I'm drunk and driving. I'm drunk and driving. Okay, no.
All right, so Adrian kind of alluded it to you. I believe it was Thursday night. Our Olympic gold medalist got arrested for DWI.
Post-impact taping.
Really?
After they taped impact. The police got a call for a driver that was driving erratic.
Okay.
And the cops pulled him over, and lo and behold, it was Kurt Angle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cop goes, "Have you been drinking, sir?" He goes, "Oh, it's true. It's damn true."
Now, can I have some milk?
His his three R's: rum chata, and I ain't got another one.
I don't know either because
Long Island iced tea because he really didn't have three eyes or three, you know.
Got rum chata. Drunk,
he doesn't know the difference.
Exactly.
Okay, for those people that don't know what rum chata is,
we don't care. Anyway,
I do care because
it tastes like the milk you drink after you eat a bowl of cinnamon toast
crunch. And I tell you what,
you're cutting into my time. Shut the fuck up. So anyway, apparently he's going to go get help and all that. And I can't think of too many times Kurt Angle's actually gotten in trouble in his career.
No.
So it happens to the best.
Hey, you know,
just talk to Jack Swagger.
He's going to murder his family and kill himself.
Yeah, that could be worse. Or get caught with weed.
Unlike, you know, that Dean Malenko guy.
No, there's that Chris Benoit.
No, he's been replaced with Dean Malenko.
Right, I forgot about that. Yes, that Dean Malenko guy.
Yeah.
So... All right. You guys got anything else you want to say about that one?
Well, just that, do you think that's going to affect the push that they're doing with the Main Event Mafia thing?
Well, they don't have a real wellness policy like WWE does. So that's why Jeff Hardy's still on the roster and actively competing every week. So, and that's why RVD was around for so long.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to affect them. That and TNA doesn't really have a goody-goody image that WWE portrays. However, I just want those out there. WWE didn't do shit to Jack Swagger. So why would TNA... And Jack Swagger's not one of their big guys. But why would TNA do something to one of their number one guys?
That's true.
So it's damn true.
Oh. All
right. So I don't think it's going to.
Yeah.
So
what else we got there?
Let's see. We have actually got... we had... WWE was overseas all week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is why we got pre-recorded shit.
Exactly.
And I can't remember. I think it was in Southtown, Africa. Justin Gabriel's
hometown.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
Randy Orton had just beaten Big E Langston.
Yes.
Randy Orton sitting there on the turnbuckle doing his thing. Doing his pose.
Randy Orton's pose where he does the like arms raise thing.
Yes. And out from the crowd comes some dude that hits him in the dick from behind.
Did you actually watch the video of this?
Yes, I did.
Dude, the guy was like trying to like be a creeper on it and then like being like totally obvious about it. I'm like, how the fuck did security miss this guy?
There's video of it. Did you watch it?
I've watched it, okay. Yes.
So homeboy shows up and hits him in the dick.
With the worst low blow I've ever seen.
Okay, you know what, Adrian? Let me hit you in the dick like Orton got hit. Tell me that's not going to hurt.
Orton, I don't think, actually got hit in the dick.
He got hurt. Like, he actually hit him and connected.
He connected.
He might have hit a ball.
Dude, the way that he low-blowed him, there's no way. He did, like, the, like, wrestling low-blow where, like, you do the, like, over-dramatic, like, Ric Flair where you stick your entire forearm underneath.
Hey, Adrian, if I do that, where's the bend of my elbow end up? On your ball sack.
Right, but that's not the same thing as your fist punching my ball
sack.
Well,
no, you're right, but this could have some more. I tell you what, Adrian. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make Jason Heath stand up.
Okay.
Okay? You're going to hit him as hard as you can with your fist and his dick. Low blow style.
All right.
And then I'm going to do the wrestling low blow.
Okay.
And you can tell us which one hurts more.
All right. Sounds good.
How about
hold on. He doesn't want
to. Actually, this doesn't work out well. You know why?
Set yourself up for that one.
Oh, God. Sometimes it just writes itself.
It does. We don't even try. So, anyway, apparently the dude just... He said he wanted Randy Orton's money in the bank briefcase.
So are you fucking kidding me? So he thought that you could get it by just going in the ring and low blowing.
Apparently he's he was an indie wrestler there and quit his job so he could go do this to try to make a name for himself. And apparently he wanted to get signed or something like that. But as they're dragging him out of the ring, Randy Orton kicks the shit out of the guy in the face. And the guy's
way to be a star, Randy.
In the face. Let me kick you in the punch you in the dick and tell me you don't want to kick me in the head.
Hey, you know what? He's kicking a defenseless man in the head.
And you know, some paper actually asked the WWE if Randy Orton was going to apologize to the guy for doing that.
I saw that. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
And they issued a statement saying Randy Orton was the victim here. He suffered injuries because of this.
I would like to throw out there at this point that I think Paul Heyman is overrated.
How much time do I got left?
Let's see here. 2.5 minutes.
Hey, Friday night on SmackDown?
Yeah.
Layla finally turned on AJ.
Wait, who's Layla?
We're not going into all this. Layla finally turns on AJ Lee.
Is she the one that is British and black and then has straight hair?
Yes.
Okay.
She turned on AJ.
Layla's a fucking weird ass thing there. I mean, she fucking blocks her from hitting her on the outside of the ring. And then it's just standing in her way, preventing her from doing stuff, and then slaps her. And apparently this didn't cause a disqualification or anything.
No.
Because, you know, I guess your own manager hitting you is allowed.
I guess. You know, here's the thing. Did we or did we not see this one coming? I mean, we knew it was going to happen. It was just, when was it going to happen?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I don't understand the point behind it.
I don't either.
Because there's so many heel WWE divas already. Yeah, I mean, the Bellas are both pretty much heels.
You got the Bellas, you got...
This new Eva Marie chick's mostly
Eva Marie, you've got Alicia Fox, I guess, is a... I don't know.
A heel, mostly.
Oksana, Rosa...
Mostly AJ. Heel.
I mean, they're all heel.
The only faces you have is Natalie and Caitlyn.
That's it.
Or, I'm sorry, Natalya.
Whatever, same diff.
And Natty Neidhart, whatever.
Same diff.
But,
we all knew it was coming. It was just, when was it going to happen? And
so where is that going to go for her, though?
I don't know. The best thing for them to have done was Caitlyn gets hurt, and then that's how Layla... I don't know. I always thought Layla was a better heel anyway. Her and Michelle McCool, when they were like cool.
Layla was awesome.
They had the Divas title that was cut in half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool. Everyone with that. I like that.
So,
You know what? We only got 30 seconds left, so I guess, you know, we can just call this.
Yeah, fellas. Two in a row, bitches. Two in a row.
You know what?
What?
I got a feeling.
What do you got a feeling?
Next week you're going down.
You think I'm going down next week?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Oh, I just got a hunch.
Okay. All right, Adrian. So what do we got coming up on the network?
Well, there's some stuff.
Okay.
There's some other stuff.
Okay.
And then Shooting from the Hip got canceled.
Shooting from the Hip did not get canceled.
They're replacing it with a comedy spinoff of Dad is going to be playing the part of Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, God.
And Michael Classic is going to be playing the part of Theodore Rex. They're going to do a buddy cop radio show based on Theodore Rex.
Wow. Holy shit.
This was announced on Shooting for the Hip this past week. Didn't you listen?
I did not get a chance to listen.
Yeah, I think that's actually their plan. Dan's going to be Whoopi Goldberg. And Michael Classic is going to be the dinosaur.
Oh, my God.
And Sean Brown's going to play the villain.
I guess that's what they get for not doing shows together in, a month and a half.
It's not going to even be a villain from that particular movie or anything. He's going to be, the villain from Inspector Gadget.
Dr. Claw?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I can see Sean Brown pulling that off with the cat.
Oh, my God. Anyway, seriously, what we got coming up on the network, Gator?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, Jason, because Monday night, which is...
Best night of the week.
Woo-hoo. If you're tuning in now, well, you missed it because we started about an hour ago. Hour and a half ago, something like that. Fuck, I don't know.
About an hour ago.
But 5 o'clock Central, 6 Eastern.
Yep.
The Hour Bomb. our show. We're on the air. We talk about a bunch of stupid shit.
TWR's official Raw pre-show. Yes. You know, speaking of Raw pre-shows, I thought YouTube or Yahoo or someone was going to pick up and start doing a Raw pre-show like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about that since then.
You know why?
Why?
They heard us and got scared.
Yes.
They don't want to go head-to-head with us.
Yeah, that could be it.
That could be it. Okay. So, Tuesday night,
you have the FTW podcast. Friends Talk Wrestling, Not Fuck the World.
God damn it.
Yeah, I'm stealing your thunder on that one.
That's what you get for stealing my thunder, dick.
You can listen to Garvin, Lee, Joe, Rob, and some cock.
And apparently they're going to have some special guests on there, some TWR writers and anyone else.
Their own writers and...
some of our people and...
Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf?
Oh, my God.
No, not really Papa Smurf. But they're actually going to have writers from the FTW website have been joining them off and on for the past couple weeks. And then we've had a few of our writers maybe joining them as well. So it should be some good listening. They're a very topic-based show.
And they stay on topic much better than we do, apparently.
Yeah, like...
Hi, honey. My wife's in the studio with us.
Hey.
Go ahead, sorry.
Are you done interrupting me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you sure?
God, you got sand in your vagina tonight.
I'm just making sure we're done here. I mean,
go ahead. Keep going.
All right. Can I go? Can I finish?
Are you sure? Go ahead. Go ahead. All
right. So that's the FTW podcast.
Stay on topic much better than this. Okay, so Wednesday nights.
Wednesday night. You can listen to Theodore Rex, the podcast. I mean, wait. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Shooting from the hip. Join the original Dan Phelps.
Not the duplicate.
Cured of his leprosy.
It might have been lupus.
It's never lupus.
It was once.
By the way, I actually got to see him. He's looking good.
Michael good. Classic, they Sean Spaghetti Brown.
He's been medically cleared. Basically, he's just been waiting for his maternity leave thing to...
Paternity leave.
Okay. The whole baby leave.
I don't even know where I was at with this one now.
The original Dan Phelps. Cured from his leprosy.
Sean Big Daddy Brown.
And?
Some other guy.
Some other guy.
Michael Classic.
What's the deal with you and Classic?
You know what?
What?
I'm calling him out.
You're calling him out?
Yeah. Okay. He's trying to steal my gig.
Okay.
Coming on my show and... Wait, no. You went on their show. And
I went on their show.
And tried to replace me with him.
No, I tried to replace Dan and it didn't work. Because I didn't have a voice.
Fair enough.
And I can't replace Dan. I was just filling in for the new dad.
All right. Michael Classic, you're just on watch for now. On notice.
On notice. Oh, boy. Okay. So let's go to bed, and we're going to wake up for Thursday.
Thursday. You can join the Tom and Tyler TNT Wrestling Power Hour. Tom apparently is back with Woo-hoo. Tyler. That still means that apparently they are going to do a 3-hour show where they talk about NXT and a lot of other stuff.
Tom not dying?
Yeah. Last week we got Rosario Dawson nude photos. And
we got what?
Rosario Dawson.
Who the hell's that?
If you look it up on the chat, you might be able to still find some pictures there because it's still...
Yeah, wasn't she also in the Rent movie, I believe?
I don't know.
So anyway, keep going. I'm listening.
But, yeah, you can join them as they talk about pretty much anything. It's like they're trying to fill the void of wrestling randomness in a way. Well, they talk about NXT only, though. They don't talk about all the entire week of wrestling. They just talk about NXT. And then there's a lot of video game talk. And apparently this week it was nude celebrities.
Wow.
We got a lot of Scarlett Johansson picks. We got a lot of Rosario Dawson. And, yeah.
That's impressive. I'm looking up Rosario Dawson right now. It's kind of impressive. Okay, keep going. I'm listening.
Very nice. There was no Jew burning this week, so I mean that's a step
that's
up
always
from,
yeah, that's always a plus.
Yeah, they went from you know running a concentration camp 2 weeks ago when it was just Tyler by himself. Tom's back, so apparently that shenanigans was stopped.
Okay,
all right.
And
there's also a lengthy list of writers that write articles for the website, like Brian Cookie Cook, as he writes How the Cookie Crumbles. You can usually find that on Wednesday. Richard Berghoff does the highlight reel. Usually I think that's on Tuesdays. Shooting Shoots with Omar Kamal is on Thursdays. The Weekly Zeus made its return this week.
Yay! The Weekly Zeus came back.
On Friday. The headline with Kyle Robinson. wrestle with Jake Mullen. And I think that's all of them. And Paul Jordan, the hardest working man on the website, doing everything else that you could possibly fucking need.
Everything for the network. Get a little news clip and all that. That's probably Paul. So, anyway, what the hell are you doing? You're so, wow. Anyway, and...
technology at its finest, folks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You realize his laptop, so you know what? I'm using my smartphone to use its camera to see what he's looking on the laptop.
I think we lost control of the show. Is that, are we good? Are we good with the plugs now? Do we have any more?
And that's essentially it.
Okay. So, Adrian.
Wait, hang on. Let me get the one out of his ass.
Wow. So, Adrian.
Really?
Butt plug.
If someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
They can lick his butt plug.
What? The views of Adrian Masters not necessarily represent those of the R-Bomb or the UTWR network. So, seriously, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
Well, I suppose they could send us an email at theourbomb@gmail.com.
Yeah, what was that again?
Theourbomb@gmail.com.
You can also go to the TWRnetwork.com and click on the forums or sign up for the forums. Shoot us a message on there. And you can also find us on Facebook. Send us a message on there. Like us on there. Hell, you can even add me as a friend on there because I've had plenty of other people on there add me as friends now. So go ahead and do that if you so feel inclined.
I've friended a lot of people too.
Yeah. No one likes you, Heath.
Apparently it's okay.
No one likes you on the show. We don't even like you.
That's not true. We like to make fun of you.
Yes, we do. And let's see what else. Also, you can find us on iTunes. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And please, 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 please.
Leave us a review.
Preview our show, please.
We love reviews.
You two assholes need to go on there and review the show, too.
So anyway, I don't have iTunes.
I do not.
Oh, I don't own Apple bullshit.
Well,
neither does he. I refuse to have any Apple bullshit on my computer.
Yeah, I have iTunes on my computer, and it's not a Mac.
It's Apple bullshit.
Anyway, so...
I'm not buying into propaganda.
Oh, whatever. All right, Heath. I think...
ready for our...
Let's see. We got that done. We got that done. Yeah, I think it's now time for our 5-point preview for Ward.
So what's coming up on Raw tonight here?
All right, so first up, a corporate culture shock.
Daniel Bryan go through with a corporate makeover?
Well, we've talked about it earlier. I think he'll go as far as they're getting ready to shave the beard, and then he's going to go ape shit crazy.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the...
We could see him in a suit. It's possible we could see him in a suit. He could play along and think, yes, this is what I want to do. And then they're going to tease it, and the crowd's going to chant, no, no, no. And then he's going to sit down, they're going to go to shave the beard, and that's when he's ape shit. That's what's going to happen.
Calling it now.
Next.
All right. Number two.
Wouldn't it be something, though? John Cena came out
and did what?
And held him down while he did it.
Yeah, but that would
make that mean Cena... not such a heel.
That would be too much of a heel move.
Yeah, yeah, that's against the whole Cena view.
Yes. Okay. Next thing,
it would be fucking cool.
It would. Next,
Number two, DBS Divas.
Yes, the Bella Twins are active on Raw. More, and then we have Layla turning on Caitlyn. Got AJ being pretty much psycho all the time.
Okay.
So we don't have a lot of crazy people. A lot of heat.
Bunch of scandalous bitches.
Yes.
Next.
Trifling hoes.
All right. Number three. One more match.
Christian gets another shot at the world title. But how will Del Rio respond?
I don't... God. I'm pulling for Christian in this one, but I don't know. Ricardo should be coming back soon on Raw, though.
Hey, he's about due to come back here.
Within the next week or so. Maybe as soon as tonight.
I think it might not be next... I don't think it's going to be this week, but I think it'll be next week, I think.
Possibly. All right, next.
Number four. Hell Hath No Fury.
I'm assuming this is the Wyatt family thing?
And Kane, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm never around you to do the 5-point previews, but it's okay. I assume Kane's going to show up pissed off, and he's going to hunt down the Wyatts, and it's going to eventually lead to something.
Yeah, I'm not sure really where this is going quite just yet. I mean, I'm thinking it's leading towards a match, but I mean...
I don't know if we covered it or not. Undertaker had shoulder surgery, so he's out.
Yeah.
So it won't be him. So I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know either.
Yeah, number five.
Don't be a bully.
Yeah, Ryback.
Skip Sheffield. Quit being a dick and quit beating up caterers.
Yes.
So,
Yeah,
I think it'd be funny if, like, you know, like, he starts to do that, and then, like, Gene Snitsky makes his return to Raw and goes, "It wasn't their fault."
Oh, my God. I think we're done. So, first off, you know, I want to send a very special thank you out there to all of our listeners.
What's the better one-line phrase from a wrestler? Gene Snitsky's, "It wasn't my fault," or Mark Henry's, "That's what I do"?
Oh, by far, Mark Henry's, "That's what I do."
That's what I do.
That's what I do. Yes. You know what? Let's throw this out there to our listeners. We want to know what your favorite one-liner is from a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your favorite catchphrase?
Send to the mail.
It could be, "I'm not a nugget."
Yes.
It could be, "I'm the suicidal strangler, Chris Benoit, or Dean Malenko."
Oh.
Or it could
Whatever
dude, your favorite catchphrase is, let us know what it is. And we'll cover these next week on the show.
We will.
Secretary, write that down.
Yes.
Because I'll forget.
So anyway, either send us an email or post in the forums and let us know.
Yes. A special thank you to our listeners. Because without them, we wouldn't be doing the show.
Yes.
And, that's about it. I'm done. Are you guys done?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm finished.
All right. So, one more time, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying adios. And we've got...
The big A, Adrian Masters, quits this bitch.
And the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And we'll try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bond.
Toodles.
Oh, my song, shit.
Yeah.
So since I've lost the tiebreaker, I've picked a song. It's off one of my favorite horrible wrestling albums ever.
Oh, dear.
It's bad.
WrestleMania.
Eric Thomas, I apologize.
It was off the WrestleMania, the album.
Enjoy this classic from Bret Hart.
Yes. So now, until then, you've been our bond.
Toodles again.
Our love's dying. There's never been a right time.